current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this week's episode, Standing Tall. On the 5th of March 2017, after weeks of preparation for a conference titled Why Does the World Need Khilafah by Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Turkey, the civic administration in Istanbul refused to allow the conference to go ahead and initiated criminal proceedings against the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir that were due to speak at the conference: Mahmoud Kar, Abdullah İmamoğlu, Musa Beyoğlu, and Osman Yildiz. On the 2nd of April 2020, the four Dawa carriers were sentenced to a total of 31 years and 3 months by the 30th High Criminal Court in Istanbul, simply for intending to speak. Naturally, this sentence was appealed by lawyers for Hizb ut-Tahrir in Turkey, but last month, on the 15th of May 2020, the Court of Appeal rejected the objection, saying there was no deficiency in the evidence brought against the four members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, and that the evidence and the evaluation of the criminal court was appropriate in terms of proof. This shambolic decision by the Court of Appeal completely justified and upheld all 9 violations made by the Istanbul High Criminal Court when they first indicted the men, effectively ignoring the country's highest authority, the Constitutional Court, and its statement that the four Dawa carriers had a right to a reasoned decision. As Turkey's highest authority, the Constitutional Court had ordered a retrial for all 9 separate decisions of infringement, and usually the Constitutional Court is taken seriously when it issues any such order against the Supreme Court, the Courts of First Instance, and the Court of Appeal. Its dictates are taken seriously and have to be implemented, but in this case of the four Dawa carriers, the dictate of a right to a reasoned decision has been blatantly ignored by the Court of Appeal, which is astonishing, and it is wholly indicative of Turkey's backward, unjust, and self-serving secular judicial system. In addition, the General Directorate of Security issued fabricated information to portray Hizb ut-Tahrir as a terrorist organization. Information from social media accounts was not investigated and confirmed for its accuracy, yet it was used to influence the trials, especially after the Constitutional Court mentioned the violation of human rights. The character of these four men reflects the purity of their overall vision and their obvious Islamic aim, given their uncompromising actions. Also, their firm resolve in the matter of enjoining the good, which is the whole of Islam, and forbidding all evil, is clear. Their sacrifice has proved their sincerity and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their conviction in the methodology of generating radical change by calling people to the Islamic way of life is admirable and in line with the behavior of our pious predecessors. They are examples of true leadership in Islam, whereby the pleasure of Allah is supreme beyond all the distractions and desires of the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them abundantly and raise their ranks in this life and the next, protect them and their families, and give victory over the enemies of Islam, and write them as those who completed their faith. Ameen. For those who admire the Turkish regime, just compare these men with Erdogan's cronies, who are drowning in the spoils of their own secular diseases, hoarding dirty money in offshore accounts, as exposed by the Pandora Papers, allying with Indian and Zionist state industrialists, and many others benefiting from the unethical trade, impoverishing the population through a flawed economic theory, and undermining Turkey's sovereignty and cultural heritage by adopting Erdogan's own proud stance of separating Islam into the two distinct individual and socio-political matters. In stark contrast, these sincere dawah carriers have the highest level of thinking, which is political thought. Their thoughts are about creating good for the Ummah all over the world. They are not bound by the diseases of nationalism and, by default, racism. They call us to the justice of Islam as a superior system that nurtures every kind of goodness, decency and equity. Their actions are instead to sacrifice their time, wealth and life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the clear distinction between truth and falsehood that these brothers from Hizb ut-Tahrir have highlighted. And this is what the Turkish regime cannot stand. Because the Turkish regime is a corrupt one with blood on its hands. It supports the Zionist state through its ever-growing economic and trade ties. And now, Turkey is keenly nurturing diplomatic alliances at much higher levels with the Zionist state. Erdogan's government have the intention to normalize all relations and even return to military cooperation, including in counter-terrorism and intelligence sharing too. Instead of jihad fi sabilillah, Turkey shamelessly calls for a peaceful resolution to the issue of the Zionist occupation of Palestine, which is completely unacceptable from an Islamic perspective. However, the resolve of the Muslims remains unshaken, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
Those to whom hypocrites said, indeed the people have gathered against you, so fear them. But it merely increased them in faith. And they said, sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs. Surah Al Imran, Ayah 173. Jazakum Allahu khayran for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum.